Hello and welcome to another Films Apart microcast. Today, myself and Lewis are going to rank five of, not our favourites, but five notable Christmas films.
Yeah, five each.
Shall we go one at a time?
Yeah, go on then. Shoot, you name one.
Bone Alone. Number one is for me is Gremlins, I'd say.
Okay, yeah.
I've not put them all in ranked order, but I think Gremlins is my favourite Christmas film of all time.
Okay.
I think, thinking on it.
Gremlins is a brilliant film. Well, yeah. We did an episode on that.
And yeah,
you know, we both agreed.
It. Yeah. Not much else to add.
So the first one I put was Santa Claus the Movie, which you haven't seen, have you?
I haven't seen it.
Which is a bit of, I don't know, I almost want to say a guilty pleasure, but that's only in hindsight. As a kid, like, I really loved the film. Dudley Moore was just this real kind of, like, cuddly, funny actor.
Yeah.
As a kid, just really loved watching. Mm-hmm. Christmas classic from the 80s.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really stand up to the test of time, I don't think. It's not a brilliant movie.
Okay.
But still a lot of warm memories.
There's a lot of nostalgia there.
Yeah.
I guess. My next one is Home Alone, which we've spoke about.
Yeah.
So,
well, this wasn't very original. I thought, you know, you'd have at least tried to...
The others are coming. I just want to get them out of the way.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Home Alone's a classic.
Yeah, that's it. Done.
And if you want to hear more about it, listen to
our
episode.
Check out the podcast.
Yeah.
We've got a whole episode on Home Alone and Gremlins.
Well, we have. We've got one episode, Home Alone versus Bone Alone.
Yeah, fantastic.
Worth listening to. That's just been released. And yeah, we've got Gremlins versus There's Something in the Barn.
So you can check them out. But some films that we haven't done.
Elf.
Elf. I've got Elf on my list as well.
I thought you might have Elf, yeah. That is just a modern Christmas classic.
It's amazing.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
Jon Favreau, I feel like it's a very interesting film in his filmography, considering where he's gone now. He obviously did the Iron Man films. Now he's done Chef.
Yeah. He's had a very interesting career.
Yeah.
He's been an actor. He was in Friends.
Yeah.
He was an actor in Friends. He was in that.
And now he's leading the Mandalorian show.
Yeah.
I think it's a really interesting one.
He's in The Wolf of Wall Street. He's got an interesting career.
Yeah.
Well, go on then. You want to go?
What? Take it outside?
Yeah. I want to stay the rest on my own. If you could just leave, please.
Next, I've got Love Actually.
Okay.
Which I know is one that you disagree with. But I'd say that's in my top five.
It doesn't really matter whether I disagree with it, you know. I don't know what it is about it. I think it's so loved by so many people as like a proper Christmas classic movie now. For me, I just find it a bit too twee. It's not one of Richard Curtis's best, and I quite like a rom-com. I just find it a bit too calculated.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that it's such a loved film in the UK anyway. Maybe not around the rest of the world.
I suspect it probably is in America anyway.
Is it?
I would imagine, yeah.
Maybe. I think it's interesting that quite a few of the main plot points follow absolute bastards just cheating on their wives.
And that's what you like.
Their best friend's wife. It's odd that so many of the love stories are about being unfaithful at Christmas.
And this is why you like the film?
Yeah, this is why I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe this is why I don't like it, because, you know, I've just more... I was raised right.
The rest of the country. Sort yourselves out. What's your next film?
And my next film is a quite modern one, The Night Before.
The Night Before?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this one.
You haven't seen it, and I spoke to you about it.
Yeah.
It's one that me and my wife watch now every year. Which is about three friends who get together on Christmas Eve every year, and they sort of hang out. And the one guy, he lost his parents, and so they've been supporting him. And the other, they're all kind of growing up, and they're getting lives and families, and they decide that this is going to be the last year they do it.
Okay.
And it's about breaking it to the guy who's lost his family, really. It's just a comedy. It's not an amazing film. It's just it's entertaining.
It's a film.
It's a film
that's set at Christmas.
It's a film that's set at Christmas that you can put on and not, you don't have to think.
Okay. It's a good film then. Sounds good. My final one is Die Hard. A bit of a tradition in my house, me and my dad like to do. We'll watch Love Actually first and then Die Hard after it, because you get to see Alan Rickman be a bastard in Love Actually.
Yeah.
And then he dies in Die Hard.
It's a good way around.
Yeah.
A nice kind of...
Yeah, sentiment of enjoying a man's death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas, yeah, it's basically.
The meaning of Christmas.
The Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Die, you bastard.
So that leaves me with two, doesn't it? Because you had Elf for one.
Yeah.
So, well, the one is Bad Santa.
Okay.
Which, again, you haven't seen, which you definitely go see. It's another one of these kind of irreverent comedies, mm-hmm. which is about Santa's a crook, basically.
Okay.
But it's got a kind of warm heart. And the other one I chose was one that we've just seen on a list, which I wouldn't have chosen if we hadn't just seen on a list, but it's The Holdovers.
The Holdovers.
It's about a professor who works, a lonely professor who works at a university. Mm-hmm. And at the time of year when everybody goes home, from this boarding school, I guess, the one kid gets left there, and it's this, ends up being like a road movie with the professor and the kid. It's well worth watching. It's good writing.
I didn't get a chance to catch that in cinema, but it released at an interesting time of year for a Christmas movie. Sort of middle of the year they released.
I didn't really think of it as a Christmas movie in a way, but actually it is very much a Christmas movie. Just, yeah, like you say, it wasn't released.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
But yeah.
Some top five Christmas films of ours. So thanks for listening.
Let us know your thoughts.
Yeah, let us know your top fives in the comments.
Or if you debate any of the... Yeah. Films as being Christmas movies, please
let us know.
Join the conversation.
What do you think about Love Actually? Do you like it? Are you a bastard?
Do you actually love it?
Yeah.
Are you just having an affair and you just want the excuse to feel like it's okay to have an affair?
Yeah.
That sounds bad. That sounds like I'm saying
I'm not having an affair. But yeah, thanks for listening. Check out our longer episodes if you enjoyed this. It's basically the sort of same, but...
Longer.
But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Bye.